As I was walking down the street one day.
A little Chicago for you on this Tuesday afternoon. Our next guest, based in Chicago, Eric Kuby. Did I say it right?
Yeah, Carol, you got it right. Kuby is correct.
Kuby. Why yes. did I think it was? Forgive me. Right, Eric Kuby, it's been a long day. Yes. He's Chief Investment Officer at North Star Investment Management. He's in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. Good to have you back with us. Interesting day. If I just look at the markets, kind of bouncing around here, and I keep reminding myself, volatility, that's what happens in a marketplace. This certainly doesn't feel like the financial crisis all over again. When you look at this market environment, it says what to you?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think that that's exactly correct, that the 2017 was this extraordinary year where volatility went on holiday. And
that was the abnormal year.
That was exactly right. So that was abnormal. And in fact, all last year, we were always wondering, well, where's the volatility? It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
12 months in a row with the market up, no corrections. You get all the way until February of 2018 with more of the same, the best January maybe in history. And people are saying, well, just buy the S&P 500 and it'll go up forever. And then, you know, you have basically one data point, a 2.9% increase in wage inflation on the jobs number. And ever since then, you know, volatility is back. And, you know, and we think it's probably here to stay.
Is that what created the volatility? What do you blame with kind of maybe everybody saying, okay, let's get back to a more normal environment?
Right.
Is that it?
I think that what seemed to me to be the case is that the 10-year Treasury, for whatever reason, and it's still a bit of a mystery, even with the Fed tightening cycle starting in 17, did not go up. It finished 2017 where it started with three Fed hikes. So what you saw was in that, around that, payroll number, the 10-year went up 40 basis points. So all of a sudden, the concept that, yeah, rates can go up, was back on the table. That sort of started the volatility. And then since then, there's just been so much other stuff going on, you know, with the trade wars. So we think that these are difficult times right now.
All right, so I'm going to give you a softball here, but okay. So I'm assuming with all this volatility, that makes the case for somebody like what you guys do in terms of active management.
Yeah,
I told you it was going to be a softball.
That was a terrific softball. Yeah. So what you've seen is during this period of passive index buying and no volatility, the small cap value space dramatically underperformed, one of the worst periods of underperformance in history. No one needs active management. No one needs these, you know, niche
right.
companies. So we think that that environment has changed. You know, we think this stormy environment that we have right now for the large cap growth stocks and the technology companies is here to stay for a while. And so we think that a shift actually has started more into our space. So the last month for us, you know, hasn't been great, but small cap value has been, you know, sort of breaking even while the large cap stocks have been really suffering.
Are you talking about your micro cap fund?
Both the micro cap fund and the dividend fund. The North Star dividend fund and the North Star micro cap fund both have since the beginning of March, more or less unchanged.
Right. The dividend fund, I'm just looking at 1 month that you guys cut, but you're in the 98th percentile, so it seems like you're beating most of your peers here.
Yeah. So that's where we hope that our stock selection comes into play.
I gave you a softball,
right,
so now I'm going to go.
Now
I'm going to go for the tougher thing because I said to you, I came in and I'm like looking at your funds and I'm saying there's a fair amount of fees on these funds in an environment where there's been so much pushback by consumers. Why do you need these fees?
So again, you know, I think that the fees for our funds are high versus index funds and very large funds. They're about average for smaller funds. The performance we've been able to produce has been net of the fees. So we think that when we look back over, you know, 20 years for the microcap fund, and we've had a significant outperformance in that time frame.
Been that performance over the 20 years?
So over the 20 years, you know, it was over 10%, and I think the S&P and Russell
on average annually.
Yeah, not 10% for the 20 years.
I'm being tough here.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, 10% a year on average for the microcap fund since we started running it, and that's versus about 7 for the S&P and 7 for the Russell 2000. So that's after fees, and so we think that we're earning our key by doing our in-depth research.
All right. So, you know, you're making the case for active management.
Yes.
Talk to me about some of the names that you've got in the microcap. Johnson Outdoors is one of them. Bluebird Corporation. These are not names that, I mean, I like the small microcap space. They're not companies that we typically talk about, but can provide some really interesting opportunities.
Yeah. So, I'll just talk about the two that you mentioned. Johnson Outdoors, is a company that makes, fishing equipment, camping equipment, scuba equipment. They're located in Racine, Wisconsin. The, Johnson family, which is very big in Wisconsin, Johnson Products, family, the daughter runs it. Terrific brand names, and they've done particularly well on having technology around their products. With the,
they've been growing revenues at a pretty nice clip quarter over quarter.
Yeah, they've done they've been doing a terrific job the last few years. And again, this is interesting. It's a stock that didn't move for a decade.
Yeah.
We owned it for a really long time. So we're patient investors. you do have to be. So this took a long time to work. It was around 20. I'm not exaggerating. I think it was around 20 for probably 10 years. And then it went from 20 to about 70 in about 18 months. So the earnings went up and the multiple went up at the same time. And then you had this fantastic performance of the company recently.
Next time you come back, we'll talk more too about the names, because I think this is an interesting space and everybody loves to find out kind of particulars. Eric Kuby, thank you so much.